The Eye at the End of Your Punk Ass, Chapter 20. Kelsey rolled her eyes, like she was contemplating setting fire to the Hogiery herself. But instead she spat. Madame Valda sallied herself over to the center of the lambs and started throwing elevator parts down on the kids. First everyone panicked except Kelsey, and then she saw that panic was actually the correct response. After all, elevator parts raining down on you was crazy. "Any other time I'd be throwing lanacane down on you losers," Madame Valda's voice cascaded down, along with balance, compensation chains, and traction sheaves. Even when talking, the woman had a way of brutalizing the puny and the on fire. "What the sea moss is going on?" Kelsey asked, looking at Gregor.
"Nothing. What do you mean?"
the bulbous old guy said, with a perverse glint in his apartment eyes.
"What the rash for name do you mean? I just want to know what the Kirstie Alley's going on," Kelsey exclaimed furiously.
"You don't know what's going on because you're an imposter," Madame Valda burped. "Is it even possible that you're as crass as you seem, and that you forgot to bring crayons for Madame Valda?"
Kelsey didn't want to look at Gregor. The old guy was probably trying to find his way back to Lemkalin, or trying to splash on some more brute.
"I'm not a cigarette," Madame Valda said ruggedly. "I don't have filters, I just have a book that any mentally retarded person could read, and you all think it's magic."
And with that, she looked right at Kelsey's fingers.
"Mental retard, nanny nanny goats!"
After looking at her fingers, Madame Valda started spitting in Kelsey's face, and the cigarette started to disperse.
"All of you fuckers," Madame Valda said disgustedly. "Absolutely all of you. There isn't one of you who would know a cigarette if you smoked one."
While Madame Valda blabbled on, Kelsey looked at her hands for comfort. Her palms had broken into columns of black hummus.
"Oh my freaking God," Xander exclaimed,
sounding like the ocean had stopped oceaning. Madame Valda was running after their rears.
"Let's get out of here, Kelsey," Drew argued to the brazen girl. "Let's get..."
"No, I don't want to," Kelsey said. "If it's really now or never, then I don't want to spend the rest of my life in an aqualung, my friend." Madame Valda lunged at Kelsey's half-dead carcass.
"That was my pager, little girl, and my pager tells me that you're going to fall down for Madame Valda one more time."
Her eyes were on fire. They trespassed against Kelsey as she babbled.
"Little girl isn't content with being my own personal burlap sack. She has to try collecting cowboys and Indians and pigs and horses and try to be my burlap sack some of the time."
Kelsey ran from the Grand Dame of Cigarettes, but everyone else looked at her like she was an idiot, like she wasn't even no one. She had been abandoned. She had been rejected, simply because she was 1/32nd Cherokee and because she preferred brute-wearing perverts.
"Do you really think that you can race away from my malevolence so easily?" Madame Valda asked, with a hint of sarcasm. "Fuck you and your little dog, too! None of you understand the depths of my malevolence. None of you!"
The sound from Madame Valda's carcass resonated in the night, and then she set her anteater eyes on Kelsey.
"Kelsey!" Drew exclaimed. "The tire on the crazy cart! It's on fire!"
"Very good, little girl," decided the brute. "You're sharp, very sharp."
"If she's so sharp, how come you're so brutally assholish?" Kelsey exclaimed. And damned if she didn't push to the front and look the old woman straight in her demonic corneas.
"Look, Kelsey," Madame Valda said, doubling over as she spoke. "Fuck you and your acetate fandango."
Kelsey pushed her way back to the front, and Madame Valda set her bolo tie on fire and slammed a pie in her face. Kelsey fell to pieces, and the salt from the pie was making her eyes tear.
"Get out, Kelsey," Madame said, with her entire carcass. "I've toasted you."
"Kelsey!" Drew exclaimed again. "Are you okay?"
Kelsey nodded her head and pushed the pie from her eyes. "I'll kick her ass next time I see her." The young woman tried to look daggers at Madame Valda, but all she could muster were butter knives.
The old bitch just closed her eyes.
"Try again," Drew griped.
"Try again, for Christ's sake."
"I have to concentrate," Kelsey said to herself. "Concentrate," Drew was griping. Kelsey mustered all of her brazenness and tried to get on the crazy cart.
"You go, bitch," Drew exclaimed, while Kelsey tried to mount the crazy cart like a vulture mounts carrion.
Then she fell down, exhausted. Fire raised through her veins like caramel through an apple.
"No!" Kelsey screamed. The cart had fallen apart all around her.
Then the crazy cart burst into flame, pushing the normally cool air to warm and making Madame Valda turn toward Kelsey. Kelsey knew that the terror she felt was in her mind.
But she also knew that her mind was hardwired to her body, and she was about to be eviscerated.